From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Ryan Famuliner. A shortage of rural healthcare professionals throughout the state has health systems connecting with patients in remote areas through telehealth. In part two of this two-part series on Missouri telehealth, KBIA's Lee Jian Chung examines the challenges that arise.
At the University Hospital in Columbia, telehealth coordinator Samuel Woodard thumbs a remote which sends a camera at the far end of the room spinning around to face him.
Hey Katie, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. We're just going over the equipment. I'm showing them how the telehealth unit works.
Woodard's co-workers at the Missouri Telehealth Network offices across town appear on the screen. Since 1994, they have introduced over 200 sites in more than half of Missouri counties. But the startup costs are estimated to be $10,000. Another $10,000 is needed to maintain a secure and stable high-speed broadband connection every year. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services considers 100 of Missouri's 114 counties rural. A Missouri Hospital Association report says most hospitals in those counties had positive earnings in 2010, but a third of them were not hitting their bottom line.
However, there's a great amount of grant money out there to help out physicians who want to start these kind of programs. They just have to apply for the grant and just keep applying for them and hope for the best.
Woodard says the technology is getting cheaper, and there is help at the state and federal level. But the problems with telehealth also extend into the pockets of its physicians.
Can you just call her when you have time?
In the University Hospital's dermatology clinic, Dr. Karen Edison goes between rooms, treating some patients face-to-face and others through telehealth. She served on a U.S. Senate committee in the 90s where she helped to influence changes so that today, Medicare compensates doctors and nurses for telehealth procedures. Yet Dr. Edison says physicians already have their hands full.
People are so busy in their regular clinics and hospitals that, you know, they don't have a lot of extra time to do things like telehealth, and there are really no incentives to do it.
To practice in another hospital, doctors need to be certified. To practice in another state, they need a license, even electronically. Doctors also get higher reimbursements for in-person treatments like surgeries and biopsies. But Dr. Thomas Hale, medical director for the Center of Innovative Care for the Mercy Health System, thinks treatment compensation is not the problem.
I think that's irrelevant. I think what we need to see is that the payment methodology changes from paying physicians to do things to changing to paying physicians to take care of populations and keeping people well.
Hale suggests adopting accountable care organizations which incentivize keeping patients away from hospitals. Rather than being paid for individual treatments, physicians have to meet certain health standards for a group of patients and keep hospital expenses low. Telehealth expands this program's reach and would lessen the need for in-person procedures. With the release of federal guidelines for accountable care last year, so far three Missouri health systems plan to adopt this method, but that addresses only a fraction of the need in the state. Lee Jian Chung, KBIA News.
From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.